Hello, my name's Reverend John Purdy, and you could probably tell that I'm not from around these parts, originally from Ireland. I went for a walk the other day into the supermarkets. They were getting ready for Pancake Day. Lots of supplements to tempt you, as well as the eggs and the flours and the flour and the normal stuff that goes into pancakes. There were lots of additional tempting supplements. There was Nutella and jam and syrup and sugar and all sorts of wonderful unhealthy food just right up my street. I was thinking, that's a bit different from church. I'm getting ready for the same Shrove Tuesday, what we call Pancake Day in the church. But I was thinking of giving things up, getting ready for a serious business of Ash Wednesday through to Easter, about fasting and that kind of thing. I walked out of the supermarket. I walked past Tesco's Extra, past Sainsbury's. I found a gym that was advertising a workout for £3.50. I could do with a workout. I could do with lots of workouts. But underneath the sign tempting me to go in and be healthy, there was another sign saying supplement shop. And I stopped for a moment and I thought maybe this Lent I need to supplement rather than fast. I need to supplement how I worship. Maybe go and worship in a different place, listening to a different person, singing different hymns. Supplement my Bible reading, maybe listening to Nicky Gumbel or somebody else explain the passage to me. Supplement my prayers. Be creative in a different way. Speak to God and have him speak to me. Supplement my giving. Respond to those ads on TV and the terrible situation in southern Sudan and Somalia. Supplement my charity. Supplement all sorts of things. But with all this supplementation, with all this feasting, maybe also take a walk. Take a walk at night up into the hills, into the clear dark skies and look at the stars beyond. Supplement my focus on myself by looking at God the Creator, who made all that beauty and majesty and wonder and splendour and purity. And then look at myself, a bit overweight, carrying too much baggage of all sorts, sins and wrongs and failings and mistakes, and supplement that view of myself by looking to a God who died for me on the cross, who came into this world, this collection of atoms and molecules that make up me, and from all of the stars of space, he loves me to give himself for me. And supplement my Lenten journey by turning to him again and feasting on him and his love for me. A real supplement for Lent.